Hey, good morning, a good Chodesh. The topic is the mysterious origins of saying, the minig of saying, L'David Hashem Ori. We'll break this up into two parts because this morning we're starting late, so I don't have as much time as generally we do. Oi, Gavi, this is going to be Gavi's last year with us for a while. We're going to miss him thoroughly. Hatzlacha in Eretz Yisrael. And we look forward to seeing you keep on steiging. So there are two parts of this. One is trying to trace back the minig of saying the paragraph of the David Hashem Ori. Where does that come from? And at what point in history did we start saying this from Rosh Chodesh Elul? And then I'd like to just go through it. There are 14 psukim in this particular kapitel. There is a lot here. It's mamish rich with Hashkofa and Bitachon. So the goal is we'll go through maybe the first four or so psukim today as well. And then next week we'll finish off the kapitel. That's the plan. Sounds good? Okay. So there were definitely some who did not say L'David Hashem Ori for one very simple reason. Because where does it say to say it? There's no Gemara. There's nothing in the Rishonim. There's no remez. There's no allusion to saying the David Hashem in the poskim, right? In the earlier poskim in the Shulchan Aruch. There's no mention anywhere until you get to about the beginning of the 1700s. So, sans Klausenberg, they have a kuntres here, which explains why at least some of the Hasidim had the minig not to say the David Hashem. Mashalohuva b'shulchan aruch b'ksavim eini omer. That which is not stated explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch or the ksavim. What are the ksavim? That's referring to the writings of the teachings of the Arizal. If it's not in the Shulchan Aruch or the ksavim, then we don't say it. Why not? It might be a nice thing to do, so why not add it in? Because Baba Noseinu HaRabim Lemaisa, we are so torahed, we are so distracted with all the burdens of life. And all of our tefillos, the ones that we have to say, Rak Mino Sofo L'chutz, we're only saying it externally, it's not really coming from the heart. And therefore, if there's a custom that's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch or Ksavim, if it is mentioned, then Ein Breira. Then we have to say it, and we try our best to say it with as much kavana as possible. However, anything that's not stated officially, to add on more to the tefillah, which is already a difficult avoda, that we don't do. Very interesting hashkafa. Also, quoted from the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, which is the Minhagim of the Gra. The Gra had the minig not to say the David Hashem Ori from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur. Likely for the same reason. There's no makor, there's no real source for it. On the other extreme, we have from the Chidah, and the Chidah says, source number three, Matov le'omro kol ha'shana achar shacharis. Right? It's a mamish being the entire year after Shacharis. You should always say the David Hashem Ori. Shacharis minchen arvis. Ulepachos kol yom. Or at least, if you're not saying it after every tefillah, at least to say it once a day. Ha'omro bekavana acher tefillah Shacharis yim tzachayim. And one who says it bekavana after Shacharis, he will find life. So we have two extremes. We have the minig of the Gra, and some of the Hasidim who say we never say it because there's no source. And then we have the Chidah telling us that we should say it every day. It's a beautiful tefillah, and you say it bekavona yimzachayim. Okay, so what is the earliest source? The truth is it's a little bit mysterious, hence the title of the shir. In research, looking through different svarim, the Sefer Shem Tov Kotin comes up. We're all familiar with the Shem Tov Kotan, right? Cousin of the Shem Tov Godel. This was first printed in Tov Samich Vav, which is 1706. And it's interesting, you look at the exact date, Rosh Chodesh Elul. So this was printed mamish today, or maybe tomorrow, in the year 1706. Nidfas Po, where was it published? In the holy congregation, in the holy community of Salzburg, which is referring to a place in Germany. And if you read the Latin, cum lacinta serenissimi, which we all know means with the permission of the most serene, referring to, we're printing this with the permission of the government. Okay. Now this is a sefer written by Harav Binyamin Beinish HaKohen, who was known for his expertise in Kabbalah. And he writes regarding the minhagim of Chodesh Elul, that there's a sod gadol, there's an incredible secret. Kol ha'omer mizmor zeh mirosh Chodesh Elul ad acher simchas Torah. And we'll see when this minig is referenced, some are mashma that the minig is from Rosh Chodesh Elul up until and through Yom Kippur. In the Sefer Shem Tov Katan, his mashma, the minig was to say it from Rosh Chodesh Elul until after Simchas Torah. We'll clarify exactly what our minig is. But anyone who says this mizmor, afilu gezeira rok suva al adam min ha-shamayim, even if there is a very terrible gezeira from Shemayim against this person, yachola levatla, he's able to nullify that gezeira. And all gezeros ros v'koshos v'yotze bedimu zakai bedin, by saying this mizmor, the 27th chapter of Tehillim, every day from Rosh Chodesh through Simchas Torah, it has the power to nullify gezeros ros and koshos. V'tzarech lezor ma'od ma'od sheyomer zeh mizmor erev u'boker, and we know there are different minhagim. Boker is clear, that's after Shachris. Erev, according to some, means after Mincha. According to others, it means after Mariv. But one should be careful to say this every day during this period. Erev Aboker. Dover Yom B'Yomim Rosh Chodesh Elul Ad Acher Simchas Torah. Azayhu Muftach Sheyotze Shenosav V'Yomav B'Tov V'Yarev Lo V'Yachnia Al Yidei Zeh Kol Minim Mekatri. Then there's a Haftacha. There's a promise by saying this every day during this period that one will have years and days that are good, that are pleasant, and he'll be able to nullify and push away any kitrug, any blockage between himself and bracha and shefa and hatzlacha. How do we paskin the maisa? So the Matif Raim tells us that no again b'medinos elu mirosh chodesh elul ve'elech ad yom kippur lomer b'chol yom acher tfila mizmer chav zayim b'tehillim l'davar Hashem ori v'ishi boker ve'erev v'omrim acherov kaddish yosum. So the Matif Raim paskins that the minig is we do say it in contrast to the Gra. Now he does specify it's until Yom Kippur, and then after we say the mizmor, then we have Kaddish Yosom. V'onu no'gim lo'obrach mini atzeres v'ad b'chlal. And we are knowing to say it past Yom Kippur until Shmini Atzeres v'ad b'chlal, meaning through Shmini Atzeres, and that's what we do. And that's what the Matif Raim paskins. Well, the pshat seems to be, well, let's keep it simple. Yes. Let's. Now, the Maisa, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Brura also paskin like this. They bring the sheet of the Matif Raim, and this seems to be the minig for most, at least for most Ashkenazim. Okay. What is the source? Meaning, we found the Sefer Shem Tov Katan. So we have this incredible early source going back to 1706 that it's an amazing thing to say, and there's a Haftacha. But what's the reason behind it? Where does it come from? So if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he says that the minig is to say it, he also gives us a little bit of a remez. Yesod minig al pi medrash shocher tov. The reason for the minig is based on Chazal, that Chazal darshin, that first pasuk in the Devar Hashem Ori v'ishi, that Ori b'Rosh Hashanah, when referring to Hashem as my light, that's on Rosh Hashanah, The Yishi and my Savior, that's B'Yom HaKippurim. That's what Chazal say. V'acher kach ki it's b'neini b'suko. And then if you read further on in the paragraph, it speaks about Hashem protecting us within his sukkah, shehu remiz l'sukkis. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is explaining the reason we have this custom is because within this paragraph of Tehillim, we have this remiz to this time of year. So it's very appropriate to be saying it from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkot. The Hafla points out, and he doesn't give an exact source where he got this from, but he says, Shemati Hatam. And the truth is, I didn't photocopy the entire piece from the Sefer Shem Tov Kotin, but he also brings this idea. But the Hafla says that if you count how many times in this paragraph of Tehillim it says the Shem Hashem, you'll see the Shem Hashem is there 13 times. And this is one of those things where when you actually count it, it works out. Right? You don't have to come up, really it's 16, but you know, it's actually 13 times. I counted it. Okay, what's the significance of Shem Hashem 13 times? Mipnei sheyesh bo yud gimel shemos havaya keneged yud gimel midos haomrim ba'elul. So that's corresponding to the yud gimel midos harachamim that we say during the slichos, during Elul. So another little remez as to why this paragraph makes sense to be said during this time period. The Gra, and this is quoted b'shem the Gra, I have not found the source in the actual Kisveh HaGra, but the Gra, he says that the Pasuk, when we ask Hashem to listen koli, ekra v'chaneni v'aneni, listen to my call when I call out to you, v'chaneni, we'll see when we go through the actual meaning of the kapitel, chaneni is always a language of matnas chinam. I'm not saying I deserve anything, but please bestow your chesed upon me. Va'aneini, and answer me, answer my tefillah. So the way the Gra understands that pasuk is koli ze kol ha-shofar ha-nishma b'Rosh Hashanah. The kol is referring to the kol ha-shofar. Ekra ze yom ha-kippurim. That's referring to Yom Kippur. Like it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Dirshu Hashem b'himotzo koro b'yosu korov. You should call out to Hashem when you're close to him. And Chazal teach us that this pasuk is actually referring directly to the Aseres Yomim Shebei and Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim. Al Hayomim Rishonim Nemar Dirshu Hashem b'himotzo. And the way the Gra seems to parse the pasuk is that the beginning of the pasuk, Dirshu Hashem b'himotzo, seek out Hashem where he can be found. That's referring to the days leading up and including Rosh Hashanah. And then the end of the pasuk, where it says, Korov b'yosa korov, to call out to Hashem when he's close to you, that's referring to Yom Kippur. So we have these three different ideas, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that's quoting the Chazal, that Ori is Rosh Hashanah, and Yishi is Yom Kippur. We have the Hafla that says the 13 Shemos that are mentioned in the paragraph are corresponding to the 13 Midos HaRachamim. And then we have this idea, B'Shem the Gra, that the pasuk of Koli is referring to the shofar, and then Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo, rather Korov b'yoso Korov, that's referring to Yom Kippur. So, okay, different allusions to why it's relevant this time of year. A little bit louder. Oh, so that's a very good question. Whenever there are reasons given for something, you always have to ask, are these reasons that were given after the fact? Meaning that, Lemaisa, we say it every day during this time period. That's how we paskin. Okay, so why do we do it? Now, to give a reason after the fact, it doesn't invalidate the reason. Right? It's not, we just made up something. These are all true ideas. But it's more of an ismachta, right? You know, this might be one of the many layers of truth behind the minig of saying L'David Hashem Ori. But I want to share with you what I think is kind of the foundational reason as to why we say L'Dovad Hashem Ori. And this is based on the pasuk of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Ani L'Dodi, right, we know that's referring to Elul. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. So who's talking here? So Klal Yisrael is saying that I am for Hashem, and Hashem is for me. Or is it Hashem saying, I am for my beloved Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is for me? It seems like the pshat in this pasuk is that it's Klal Yisrael saying, I am for my Dodi, for my beloved, meaning we are trying to get closer to Hashem, and through our efforts, Hashem is coming closer to us. And this is actually what the Duvna Magid says. Take a look at number 9. The Duvna Magid in the Ohel Yaakov, he shares with us a very powerful idea relating to the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol hiskarvuso yisbarach, v'yiskaluso el adam, the entire closeness and revelation of Hashem is dependent on our striving to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Meaning that Teshukoso Yisborach Aleinu, Hashem's desire, and we'll always throw in Kavi Yachal, right? Hashem's desire to come closer to us is Dover HaTolui B'Yadeinu. That's really within our hands. Says the Duvna Magid, according to the preparation where I'm trying to separate myself from all of the distractions of this world, and I'm trying to take off that robe of physicality, and I'm focusing and I'm channeling all of my efforts towards Hashem, towards the Ava and the Yira, and I'm developing that desire within me to connect with the Borei Olam. Im otzem hachuka ubechemda nimrotzel hidovik bo yisborach, with the greatness and the power of my desire to connect with Hashem, yera lav ruach mimorom v'yu einav pekuchos lechazos benoam or kavod yisborach. Commensurate to the work that I'm putting in, that's a midah keneged midah in a very literal sense, right? The more I'm reaching in and finding that desire to come closer to Hashem, I'm able to really feel Hashem's love more. And that love is coming out in a more powerful way that makes it easier for me to connect with. So ani l'dodi, when I'm taking that first step towards Hashem, in a sense, dodi li, Hashem is taking that step closer to me. That's a klal gadol, right? That's a general hashkafic principle. The more I open myself up and try to come closer to Hashem, the more Hashem allows me in. Now, if you take a look at the Malbim, and when we go through the actual understanding of this kapitel, we're going to be working primarily with the Malbim. He is generally the go-to perush on the Vim and Ksuvim. The Malbim, in his introduction to Kapitel Chav Zayin, writes as follows. He says, Mizmor hazeh yuvor ki hashkacha nimsheches acher hadavekes b'Hashem v'hadavik bo tidbak bo hashkacha hatamidis. The more of a devekes that I'm able to create with Hashem, and these are all very lofty terms, but let's just talk on a conceptual level for now. The more of a connection I'm able to develop with Hashem, so then the higher plane of Hashkacha I'm now on. It's a different relationship. There's more of this intimate Hadracha coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tishmireu mikol ha-pagoyim. And that leads to having a greater sense of shmira, of protection. And therefore, somach libo lo yira mishum davara. A person who has this devekis with Hashem, a person who's living on a higher madrega of hashkacha because of one's closeness with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not impacted by the world of Teva as much. You're living on a different madrega. Ki lo yu'una letzadik kol ra, rak berega asher hifsik chut hadavekis v'nifna me'avodas Hashem. For someone who's the real tzaddik, who's living with this consciousness, with this ongoing presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, the only time it's possible for him to be impacted by something negative is if there's a hefsek, there's an interruption in his devekis with Hashem. Like the Rambam speaks about it in Mor Nevuchim. Ulechein mikol hamon habakashos asher yivake sha'odim. And this is an amazing idea which we're going to elaborate on pasuk number 4. From all of the bakashos that I could ask for in life, and there's so many things that we need, there's parnasa, and there's refuah, and there's shidduchim, roi shiyosim ponav el she'ela achas ba yimtza kol mevukasha. It's appropriate to focus on one bakasha. There's one major request. What is that? V'hu she'yidbak b'Hashem tamid. The thing that I want more than anything else is I want to be dovek to Hashem consistently. Based on this idea, we daven she'azreyu Hashem ala devekus hazeh. We're davening here. David HaMelech is davening. And every time we have David HaMelech davening for something personal in his life, we do have a mesorah that every word, every kapitel of Tehillim, David HaMelech was writing with the intention of obviously sharing his own experience. And at the same time, he was speaking and davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So what's happening in this paragraph is, we're davening that Hashem should help us in this devekus, should give us the siyata d'shmaya to come closer, v'yoser me'elav kol hamonim, and to remove from me all of those things that stand in the way, all of the distractions, all of the midos ro'os, all of the trauma, all of the baggage that might be holding me back from coming closer to Hashem. We're davening, please remove all of that so I could have and appreciate this devekis. And when I have this devekis with you, I'm living on a different plane of reality and nothing can touch me. And yes, if you need shidduchim, if you need parnasa, if you need refuah, this is the most direct way to get there. But my ikar bakasha is, I just want to be closer to you. So it's a beautiful idea. The pasuk of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, which is the main hadracha for the month of Elul, right? Coming closer to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to us. But the one thing we need and we want more than anything else in the world is to have a little bit of that siyata d'shmaya to help me come closer and to remove the mechitzos between myself and Hashem. And that's exactly what this kapitel is. So you want to know why we say it every day during the month of Elul through this incredible period? Because that's exactly the avoda of this time of year. I would venture to say that's one of the most fundamental reasons why we say the kapitel. And then, Baruch Hashem, we have many remuzim within this paragraph of Tehillim that tie in to how it's appropriate during this time of year. Okay. What's that?
It's through Shemini Atzeres.
That's our minig. We say through Shemini Atzeres. But the idea is we view the yontif process as coming closer and closer to Hashem, as we've spoken about in the past, leading up to the pinnacle of that, which is Shemini Atzeres. Exactly. Okay, so that's Divrei Hagdama. I want to just jump into the first 4 psukim, and then we'll do the next 10, Mirtz Hashem, next week. Okay, page 3. L'David Hashem, Ori V'ishi, Mi'ira. So L'David is, this is a tefillah composed by David HaMelech. Hashem is my light. And we're going to explain it now, Al Pi Pshuto, and based on the Malbim. Imagine if we said this every day during the next 50 days, and at least once in a while we had some of these ideas of the Malbim in mind. That would be a transformative experience. It would make the end of davening a lot longer, but it would be a transformative experience, you know? So this is a tefillah of David. Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Hashem is my light, meaning in a world of darkness, when things are so confusing, in the moral realm, in the midos, in everything that I'm challenged with. You are my light, the Yishi, and you are my Yeshua. You are my salvation. Meaning there's nothing else that can bring me a Yeshua besides you. And therefore, mimi ira. Right? So who should I fear? If everything is you and you're guiding me every step of the way and you're my light and you're my Yeshua, then I shouldn't have fear of anything else in the world. That's what we say, right? Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanora. Vahanora means you are the only source of Yira. Because when I have that consciousness that there's nothing else that could help me or harm me, and it's all your Hadracha, then we have the Hei Hayadiyah, Hanora, you're the only source of healthy Yira, no need to be afraid of anything else. Oh, that's going to open up vistas of Chachma. The ultimate is a Yiras HaRomamos, that's the ultimate. And there are many Madregas to get there, but let's leave that for now. It's a good question. So we say, Hashem, you are my light, you are my salvation, and therefore, who should I fear? Mo'oz Chayai, you are the strength of my life. Mimi Efchad, so therefore, who should I tremble in front of? Right? Pachad and Yira are two different expressions of fear. Yira is generally translated as fear, and Pachad is more trembling. The way the Malbim says it elsewhere is that Yira is, I actually see something that I'm afraid of. And a pachad is more of the sense of trepidation of the unknown. Okay. So that's the beginning. We're starting off with this incredible expression of bitacha. And then we have Pasuk Beis. Bikrov alai mareim le'echol es besari. When the evil ones come close to me to devour my flesh, tzorai ve'oivai li, these are my enemies. They will stumble and fall. So the way the Bible explains this, when the evil ones come to devour my flesh, the Malbim says there are two reasons why somebody might want your demise. They might want your downfall. The first is because they want something from you. Right, you have a guy that holds you up for the sole purpose of getting as much money as possible. Now, he might have no reverence for human life, and he'll kill a guy to get his wallet. But my main goal in doing this is just because I want money. The second type of enemy is an enemy where I'm not trying to gain anything. I'm not trying to get wealth or property. It's not a fight about land and possession. It's just coming from this unquenchable hate, this irrational hate that I have for you. And says the Malbim, those two types of enemies are referred to in this pasuk. Bikrov alai mareim le'echol es basari. When the evil people come upon me because they want something, they want to devour my flesh. Or you have the other kind of Rushoim, Sorai va'oivai li, those who just have this irrational sinas chinam towards me, not because they're trying to get anything from me, but only because they will relish in my demise. What's going to happen? Heim b'koshlu v'nafalu, meaning when I'm living in the presence of Hashem Ori v'yishi, and I don't have any fear of anything else around me, it won't even take my hishtadlus to make sure that their plans don't come through. Says the Malbim, Heima koshlu v'nafalu me'atzmam. That's a language of them falling and stumbling by themselves, even without my intervention, and many times without my knowledge. So just thinking about this from a very practical, very like, you know, unfortunately, very contemporary, how many millions of people are there in the world who are not even in the category of le'echol es basari. The sinner for Klal Yisrael is not coming because they want something. We know it's not about land and territory. The sinner that we face is tzorai ve'oivai li, people or nations who have this incredible, irrational sinna for Klal Yisrael. And if you were to take a count, how many people are there like that in the world? It's probably a scary number. All right, and you could divide that into those who would actually do something and those who might not do something, but they definitely celebrate when something is done. They're going to hand out candies. So likely, there are millions of people who fall into this category, and there are hundreds of thousands, some we know about, but the vast majority we have no clue, of people sitting and planning and plotting and having different ideas and creative thoughts of how to cause harm to Klal Yisrael. Hey, mekoshlu v'nefolu, they stumble and they fall. Pasuk Gimel. Im tachana alai machana. However, let's say that's not the case. It's not one of those hundreds of thousands of times that I'm not even aware of what they're trying to do, but they're actually trying to do it. The machana, meaning the army is coming against me. So even in that situation, lo yira libi, my heart will not be afraid because I have this clarity. And im toku malai milchama. Tokum is the language of arising. So the first part of the pasuk is there's a sense of being surrounded that I see there are people trying to harm me. Im tokum malai milchama means if it's even stronger than that, and it's more aggressive, and it's mamish right there in my face, nonetheless, bezos ani boteach. In this, I have bitachon. Now, this is where things get exciting. What does that phrase mean? Bezos ani boteach. And this is a major machlokus in the Rishonim. Rashi and others say that bezos ani boteach is referring back to the message that he started off with. That because I know Hashem ori v'yishi mi'ira, so even if I see milchama, or even if it's in toku malai milchama, I know that you're mamish directing and orchestrating everything. So bezos, with this knowledge, ani boteach, I have a sense of faith. However, the Sforno and the Malbim don't learn that way. They understand the phrase bezos ani boteach as referring to the next pasuk. The reason why I will not have fear, lo yira libi, is because in this I have bitachon. In the following I have bitachon. What is it that I have bitachon in? Acha she'alti me'es Hashem, osa vakesh. There's one thing that I ask from Hashem, and it's this thing that I request. And we'll soon see the difference between she'ela and bakasha. One thing I ask from Hashem, and it's this that I request, which is, shifti bebeis Hashem kol yemei chayai. I want to sit, I want to live in the house of Hashem all of the days of my life. Lachzos benoam Hashem. To be able to see and experience the pleasantness of Hashem, ulevaker beecholo, and to explore His sanctuary. So says the Malbim, the reason I have such a strong sense of faith is because the only thing that I want in life is shifti bebeis Hashem. Lachzos benoam Hashem ulevaker beecholo. Let's just read a few lines of the Malbim to see how he describes this. Shifti bebeis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Hasheila shesha'alti. Right? Literally, this is in the past tense. Sha'alti is the one question that I asked. Odo shifti bebeis Hashem, which was to live in the house of Hashem. We'll define that in a moment. Rak osa avakesh. That's my only bakasha. Shal yoda agiyah l'chol hatzrachim hapratim. Like the Malbim said in his introduction to the paragraph, because I know that everything else comes from that shifti bebeis Hashem. Gam rotolomar, shelo shol she'ela zos, kedei shal yedei ze, yosik tachlisim acherim. Implicit in this is, David HaMelech is saying, it's true that I know that living bebeis Hashem, living on this higher madrega of hashkacha, of devekis, will bring Yeshua and Parnasa and Shaduchim and Refuos. But that's not why I want it. It's not pshat that I'm giving the tzedakah because I want something else to happen, right? I want to be b'beis Hashem because I know that'll bring me a lot of money. I want to be b'beis Hashem because that's my sole desire. That she'ela is also my bakasha. What's the difference between she'ela and bakasha? Where would you look to explore that? The pasuk in Megillah, right? V'yomer ha'melech le'Esther gam b'yom ha'sheni mishtayayin ma'ashe losech Esther ha'malka v'tinosin lach u'ma b'koshosech ad chatzi ha'malchus v'seos. What is your she'ela and what is your bakasha? And Esther responds back and she says, im tasi chen b'inecha ha'melech v'im ala melech tov t'inosin li nafshi b'she'elosi. Give me my soul with my she'ela, va'ami b'bakashosi, and my nation with my bakasha. If you look at the Dubna Magid on that pasuk, and the Malbim over there as well, they explain that she'ela is the actual question. This is what I'm asking for. Bakasha is the request, is the reason why I want it. So she'ela is, what am I asking for? And bakasha is, why do I want this to happen? So Achashverosh was asking Esther, let me hear, what is your she'ela and what is your bakasha? What are you asking for and what do you want to accomplish with this she'ela? She responds back to Achashverosh, you should know, my she'ela is, I'm asking for salvation and obviously I will be saved amongst my people. But that's not my bakasha. It's not about me. It's not about I want to save my life and I'm already the queen, so please make sure that I'm okay. My bakasha is Ami, is my nation. She was responding back that tinosin li nafshi b'she'elosi, that even though I'm also asking to save and protect me, ein ze hatachlis shel she'ela. That's not the tachlis, that's not the goal of the she'ela. That's a means to get to the end. She had solas klal Yisrael. The tachlis is the salvation of klal Yisrael. Ami b'bakashosi. Right. So says the David HaMelech, according to the Malbim, bezos ani boteach. My bitachon is in the fact that the only thing I want, my she'ela, right? Achash she'alti meis Hashem. And that she'ela is my bakasha. The she'ela to be with Hashem is not in order to get protection and parnasa and shidduchim. My she'ela is my bakasha. I want to be with you because I want you. And obviously I know all bracha comes from that. But I'm not doing it for the bracha. I'm doing it because I want the relationship. And that's why I have a sense of bitachon, because I have such a clarity of vision of what I want out of life. And I know that living on this level of Devekis, it's a different level of Hashkacha. Now we'll conclude with this. He says, Lachsos Benoam Hashem, to be able to see and experience the pleasantness of Hashem. That to me sounds like it almost takes away from the Lishma. Ever had that question? Right? If it's all about, I want to be with Hashem, because that's going to be so Gishmak. Right? Just like, it takes away. Just say, I'm with Hashem because it's mamish, this is ruchnius. Lachsos b'noam Hashem. How is that a holy endeavor to experience the ne'imus, right? The pleasantness of Hashem. And here we have concluding words from the Eish Kodesh. Zecher tzadik kodesh levracha, Hashem yikom domo, v'schuso yogin aleinu v'nomar, amen. Says the Eish Kodesh in the Sefer B'nei Machshava Tova. He's talking about the creation of a group, of a chabura, with the vision of really elevating themselves and coming closer and creating a hischadshus in their avodas Hashem. He says, our goal in this small group is none other than the goal of every Jew. Ki ritzoneinu mataraseinu heim la'avod es Hashem elokeinu elokei Avraham elokei Yitzchak elokei Yaakov. We want to serve Hashem avodatama, avodashlema, b'chol avre gufeinu v'nafsho seinu, with every fiber of our being, v'chol chut migufeinu, v'chol nitzus minafshenu, lo yetzu michutz l'kedushas Hashem, hachufefes aleinu makifa osa. We want every aspect, all the energy, all of my kochos to be channeled towards avodas Hashem. Avalavinu averachamon rachem aleinu, v'heir b'libinu nitzus rotzon v'das. We ask, though, Hashem, that you should ignite that spark within us. Sheneida shalodai lonu lios rak ke'eved ben shivcha. And this ties in very much to what we spoke about on Shabbos, right? He makes the same distinction that ultimately we find in the Zohar. The Esh Kodesh says, I don't want my avodas Hashem only to be like an eved ben shivcha. She'ovid gam kein the melech rach shavodoso hi acher rechayim harchek min hamelech. Well, the eved's also doing avodas Hashem, but I'm so removed from the king, I'm behind the mill. Estevarov eino shomeya umazivo eino nena misanik. I don't really hear the words of the king. I'm not getting the pleasure of his splendor. Avodah shehi beskiras hamoach v'timtum alev. Ultimately, the avodah of an eved is service of Hashem with a closed heart and a closed mind. That's not what we want. Ritzoneinu shukaseinu heim lios bechinas ben. We want to be in that category of a child. Banim atem l'Hashem lokeichem. U'bavodoseinu l'Hashem heim b'torah, b'tfila, heim b'shara mitzvos. And everything, we want to feel that closeness with Hashem. And just like, and I think here's the key line, k'mo haben shesameach likros aviv acharei shelo ro kam shanim. Just like you have this natural, instinctive joy in a child to greet his father after he hasn't seen him in a long time. And he's had this yearning for his father. We're asking that you should help us develop within ourselves that same yearning and that same geschmack, just like a child has to be connected and embraced by his father. Ritzo namisa, namisas hanefesh bihishtachfusa el cheka viha shibashamayim, as if you have that picture, right? One of the sad things as children grow up, you know, we have a 14-year-old son, he doesn't run to you when you walk in the door and give you a hug. Not so common. No, I know. Once in a while. Lemaisa, when a kid is 2 years old, there's such an unbridled joy. Tati's home, you run over, you give a hug. Says the Esh Kodesh, that's what we want. We want that ne'imus. So when David HaMelech says, I want to live in Beis Hashem. Beis Hashem is not limited to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hashem means in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's my she'ela, and that's my bakasha, and that's why bezosani boteach. That's why I have bitachon, because with this mindset, I'm living on a different madrega. Lachzos benoam Hashem. He's not saying because I know that it feels so good, right? I'm getting something from it. He's saying because what I'm asking for is to have that relationship of a child to a parent. And part of that is that ne'imus, the beauty, the geshmak. That doesn't diminish l'shem shemayim. That enhances l'shem shemayim. That's the ultimate of avodas Hashem, is to have that in the imus. Okay, first four psukim. We'll continue next week. Shkoyach.